I want to include all of you in this discussion, and that means you guys.
That's what they say.
So today I have a really exciting giveaway for you guys.
You guys want to play stickball?
Yeah. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, and we use you guys to encompass everybody, male, female. How did that come about?
Some speakers use you guys, but it depends on where you're from in the country. Southerners often use y'all, which I think is a very useful pronoun. And in Texas, for some speakers, y'all has become singular, and the plural is all y'all. Parts of the East Coast, you get yous or yous guys. In Pittsburgh, they have yins or youins.
So where did you guys come from?
Well, the word guy comes from Guy Fawkes, who tried to blow up the parliament in England in 1605. The term started to refer to men in American usage in the 19th century.
So when did it cross the Atlantic and become usage here in America?
What seems to have happened with guy is that it first referred to the effigy of Guy Fawkes, and from there it generalized to any kind of grotesque figure, anything that was frightful. So I've always loved a quote from Louisa May Alcott in Little Women, 1869, where Jo, who's the tomboy in the book, goes running down a hill, and when she gets to the bottom of the hill, she says to her friend Laurie, "See what a guy it's made me." And she doesn't mean, "See what a man it's made me." She means, "See what a fright it's made me." The man use comes into American usage in the 19th century. And then for some speakers in the 20th and 21st century, you guys is being used as a second person plural form. The question then becomes, is that sexist? If I say there are two guys walking down the street, for me, that's men. Is that men for you, Rena?
Exactly, right.
But if I say, "Hey, you guys," that can include men, women, it can even be all women.
So what it comes down to, is you guys or guys a sexist word?
I think to answer that question, we want to try to figure out in that is whether guys has been bleached of its masculine meaning. What I realized is that I can use guy to refer to inanimate objects. I was moving and I had these boxes all over the kitchen and I said, "Oh, that guy goes in the bedroom." And I was referring to a box. And it's fairly clear that there the guy is pretty empty. It's an empty word. And the question is whether in you guys, it's also just carrying plural meaning and not masculine meaning.
I always feel so educated when you're here, Anne. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here.